Thanks very much for joining us, James.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to join you.
Well, I mean, one of the biggest stories that hit us, I mean, what, less than 24 hours ago, is that Australia is officially in a recession. What does that mean? Is that a bad thing? It's a scary word, right?
Recession is a scary word because we tend to think of this as, you know, significant kind of job loss and lower income, and we've got to be more conservative in our spending and dig into savings potentially. But recessions aren't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it's a natural order of the business cycle. We go through periods of boom and we go through periods of recession. It just so happens that Australia hasn't had one in, I don't know, 20 years or so.
Yeah, 29 years it's coming through, yeah.
Yeah, right. But it's really more of a numerical indicator. And given the effect that COVID has had on the economy, it's not surprising and it should not be upsetting that we're entering into a recession. It's just par for the course. Every country is essentially experiencing this. Mm. The issue is, honestly, Alex, how long will we be in the recession? And this is maybe the marker we need to start thinking about when it comes to opening up the economy, opening it up safely, getting people back to work, because we should be in a position to actually do fairly well because there's still a tremendous amount of liquidity in the marketplace.
And I mean, this is kind of a hard question, but is there like a number of months that it's bad to be in a recession? Like from if, say, we spend 2 months in a recession, then we get out, it's like, okay, that's fine. But is there like a certain amount of time where you kind of go, okay, this is bad now?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want it to extend for like over 4 quarters or 5 quarters. So extending it over a year or so, right? That's when you really start to suffer and you really start to feel the pain of the recession. But if it's a 3 month or 6 month cycle, that's fairly small. It's fairly normal. So you have to give the economy the chance to kind of restart itself. And this is, in essence, what this has happened. I mean, again, we can't think of this recession as something that's necessarily bad because it was an exogenous factor, this virus that essentially shut the economy, the global economy down. It wasn't due to leverage or a collapse in the economic system per se. So our ability to get out of this recession, again, if we open up the economy correctly, should be fairly smooth.
Mm, and it's interesting what you said, how, you know, in a lot of people's minds, you hear the word recession and then you think of job losses and wage cuts. But that's already kind of happened with COVID. And also, I mean, you've got to look at the bushfires as well. That's been a huge hit for our economy anyway. I mean, especially when it comes to tourism. I mean, they lost that whole summer tourism on the coast. So, it's interesting to think it's a double whammy. Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It really was a double whammy. You lost Australian summer, huge tourist season, right? Then you had COVID smack right in the middle of essentially the work environment starting up and going again. We lost all of that first and second quarter. So yeah, it's not surprising at all. So in essence, we've got to jumpstart the economy. And that's why the government had to be so proactive in terms of issuing, let's say it, all this capital to keep the economic system up and running.
And look, you're over in America at the moment. I mean, you do work with UNSW, but you are back in America. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about how the US/Australia economy has been affected with the protests and riots going on.
Well, I mean, it's interesting from my perspective, right? I should be in Australia right now. Unfortunately, I can't because of the border restrictions, which is okay. I understand completely. But the relationship is tenuous, and that's in part driven by the political environment, especially here on this side of the ocean, unfortunately, right? The country has not been good to its trading partners, its allies. It tends to take them for granted. And so that puts a strain on things. One thing that Australia does have as an advantage, or it really has recovered, if you've noticed, is the strength of the Australian dollar relative to the US dollar. At the peak of the uncertainty of COVID, I think the Australian US dollar ratio was something like almost 58, like 58 US dollars for every 100 Australian dollars. It's almost reversed back to 70 now. So yeah, there's a tremendous strength in the Australian dollar coming back, which actually poses very good things for the Australian economy.
I mean, that's nice to hear for us, at least. But yeah, I mean, also as well, just looking at the US while you're over there. I mean, it's always good to get your insight. What's been going on in the last 8 days meant for the economy? I mean, you've already had the hit from the pandemic, but also now businesses being destroyed and also people not going to work. What does that kind of mean for you?
Well, I mean, I was old enough to remember kind of the Rodney King riots and O.J. Simpson riots as well. That gives you kind of a sense of my age, unfortunately. this situation is probably the most tenuous I can remember. It's really poorly reflected upon the country in general. It's caused a real rethink in terms of how we need to approach just our society in general, right? And again, this is a top-down problem that's occurred essentially from the administration, the federal administration, into sort of state-oriented bodies. What these past 8 days has really had in terms of an effect is the country has moved on from COVID. COVID is still here. When the virus is still present in the U.S., it's rampant in the U.S., but people have stopped talking about it and they've stopped caring. And in essence, we've moved on to our next problem. And so it's like, okay, we're done with COVID now, even though COVID isn't done with us. That's the attitude we have in the States right now.
And it's a dangerous thing to have. I mean, as important as the Black Lives Matter movement is, and it is incredibly important. I mean, it is scary, especially when you have such a high rate of infection and death. I mean, we could talk all day, James, but we are going to have to wrap it up. Thank you so much, and stay safe over there.
Always, Az. Talk to you next week.
That's James Doran from UNSW giving us an insight into the economy. And yeah, he is over in the US at the moment, so he's also giving us a bit of an insight into what it's like over there.